This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. 2025 will be a fresh start in the push for a new, modernized, and updated five-year farm bill. Ag groups and ag state lawmakers will be hopeful that farm bill work gets completed early in the year. But will that come to fruition? We will hear more from American Farm Bureau next.
Farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. It is a time to carefully reflect on what went right on the farm in 2024 and what can be done to make improvements for the next growing season. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
Two farm bill extensions were too many, but how quickly can agriculture recover from the legislative setback, given a new Congress must be seated and cabinet nominees confirmed?
I think this next farm bill, if we can focus on making sure it helps the family farmer, then we're going to get a farm bill done pretty early.
That is American Farm Bureau's Director of Government Affairs, Joe Gilson. Congress passed its last-minute stopgap funding bill, extending the outdated 2018 farm bill through the end of September, taking pressure off lawmakers to rush with new farm law in 2025. Gilson acknowledges the challenges ahead.
There's a million hang-ups in a farm bill. It's a massive bill, 12 different titles. So who knows what you could hang up Congress. There's a litany of issues.
The pressure farmers exerted to win $10 billion in farm aid could be on display again for a farm bill. Gilson says incoming Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman could short-circuit the legislative process given earlier farm bill hearings.
My guess is that he knows the state of the farm economy. He pays really close attention to this, and he might just have a markup instead of the full committee hearing.
Gilson says Bozeman and House Chair Glenn Thompson could still hold a hearing. Either way, he says the Farm Bureau wants to hit the ground running and avoid repeating Senate Ag's out-of-time proposal in 2024. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. When you visit our website, also don't forget to click on the podcast tab to find the daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.